AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Golfing legend Arnold Palmer's died today. He was 87 years old. Palmer had been hospitalized Thursday in Pittsburgh and died today of complications from heart problems. Our Sagar Magani takes a look at his life.
Arnold Palmer brought golf to the masses, the working man star, standing pigeon-toed over putts with his own legion of fans.
Every big crowd we see at a golf tournament today started with Arnie's Army.
George W. Bush awarded Palmer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. The man known as the King had won 62 times on the PGA Tour, including seven majors. By 2006, he hadn't won any event in nearly 20 years and retired.
They all want to see a good shot, and you know it, and you can't give them that good shot. That's when it's time.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The Florida Marlins are mourning the death of their star pitcher, Jose Fernandez. 24 years old, was killed with two friends in a boating crash. Evacuations are underway in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco tonight because of a wildfire. About 2 square miles are burning. Forecasters say flooding's expected to begin in Cedar Rapids, Iowa tonight and reach its height by Tuesday. Residents are leaving low-lying areas of the city. Mayor Ron Corbett says he knows that's difficult.
We know it's a very stressful event for someone to have to leave their home, leave their belongings, and walk away.
The Cedar River is set to crest about 7 feet above flood stage. The two presidential candidates are prepping for tomorrow night's debate in Hempstead, Long Island. It will air on most of the major networks starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. In the NFL, the Vikings remain unbeaten with a 22-10 win over the Panthers in Charlotte. Seahawks beat the 49ers. This is AP Radio News. A retooled version of a Western classic is tops this weekend at the box office. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Denzel Washington rides to number one. He leads the Magnificent Seven, taking in $35 million this weekend. That's one of the best openings ever for a Western.
Storks don't deliver babies anymore. If anyone finds out about this, I am dead meat.
The animated Storks opens in a distant second this weekend. After 2 weeks at number one, Sully drops to third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Gas prices are up about 4 cents at $2.25 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says that retailers and refiners have increased their prices because of a rise in crude oil. Still, the average price is about 10 cents less than it was a year ago. Repeating our top story this hour, golf legend Arnold Palmer has died. He was 87 years old. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.